Maybe your pops was tops. Maybe your father's a bother. If he's angry and mad or an absentee lad, no matter what kind you had, here's Fuck You Dad.
All right, well, welcome to another episode of Fuck You Dad, everybody. This week, we got the very funny and great Jeff Brumsfield, everybody. What's up, Jeff?
How's it going? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man. How you been?
I've been good. Been really good.
Hell yeah. And Jeff, when was the last time we saw each other? I mean...
Last year.
It was sure. Last year, shit. Definitely.
2020.
I feel like we were on a show together, and I can't remember which one. Some bar show. Or maybe
was
it was...
at North Bar?
Oh, I think it was at North Bar. Yeah. I think that was just the mic, and I ended up leaving early because when comedy just started coming back after quarantine, and like bad open mics would give me anxiety. So I think I was up really late, and I was like, you could smell it. You're like, I'm not gonna have fun. I'm not having fun right now. And I just kind of dipped. But man, it's great to see you again.
Yeah, you too, man.
What was the last? What was the last spot you did in the city?
Let me see. It's Sunday. I did Tight Ship Thursday.
Oh, perfect time to plug your show.
Yeah.
Tight Ship.
Hottest show in Chicago, you
Thank
can
you.
Say.
Thank you. Yeah. Right. Every Thursday, half sour, mm-hmm. 8 p.m.
Great
Come
room.
Through, free show.
Perfect room for comedy.
Perfect room.
Low Downstairs, ceilings. Low ceilings, dark as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
And Jeff,
I brought a girl there once and killed her in front of her, and it felt great. She ended up breaking my heart anyway. She ended up stomping on my soul anyway. But in that moment, it was great.
Oh, man. And great. You did kill that night.
No, I appreciate
did.
It. Jeff, I brought Jeff on the podcast just to say that.
Yeah,
you can go.
Yeah.
It's fine. But,
good day.
But, yeah. I leave on that. It's like a two-minute episode. Just like, hey, Jeff, how you doing? You had the show the other day?
Yeah, Kenyon did great. Anyway,
we'll see you later. So that's the pod. Subscribe to the Patreon. That's how insecure I am. He just has a pod. He just invites people on. He asks them if he did well. They say, yeah, and then that's the podcast.
See, told you.
It's called. That,
told you.
It's the perfect Fuck You Dad. I told you that.
Yeah.
Just bring witnesses, those that have seen your shows.
Oh, man.
There's nothing better than bringing a date to the show and then doing well.
Oh,
and,
it's beautiful. But, it's like a really impressive when you pull it off.
Yeah.
But if you were to bomb, it's over.
Well, every comedian, I feel like, thinks they're ready to do that way too early.
That was like the first time I've ever done that.
Oh, okay.
And I've been doing comedy for like 5 years. So I think that's about the time when you're like, because at this point, if you're at a hot show, you should do well on that show.
Yeah.
It's like kind of weird. If you, so you'd be like a little like you should have like some sort of medical issue going on. Vomit shit.
Yeah.
But it is a bold move.
It is, and I feel like it's the ultimate fantasy. So when you start doing comedy and you're like a year in and you get that year in like sort of like I'm one of these guys I'm in the groove. You never like hit up a girl on Tinder.
I grew up with such a low self-esteem that was smart because it helped me in comedy because I was like I'm not shit
yes.
Still don't think I'm shit.
Right.
You know what I mean? So you're like that's good when you're here because there was no part of me it's like we should invite a girl because the stakes are so high.
Yeah,
especially
yeah.
Year in you have like what 5 good minutes or whatever.
Yeah.
That could
yeah.
still like it's still bomb, or, and even you doing well is shitty anyway.
Right?
They'd be like, "Oh, you did okay through that."
Yeah, they still had to
garbage.
Sit at an open mic.
I did that. I invited a date to an open mic.
Get off the podcast.
In Aurora.
No, I want you to unplug
in Aurora.
The Shrine?
Mm-hmm.
That's like one of the saddest sentences I've heard said.
It was like, I had just started. I was like 6 months in.
Oh, yeah,
it was like
see?
2017.
You got to learn, though. And this is how you learn.
Why would you ever invite anyone that you
Because I had just made a website that day.
Oh, there we go.
And I was like, I think I'm doing it.
I think I might be Dave Chappelle.
Yeah, you just quit your job. You're like, I'm sorry, guys. I got a Squarespace now.
Yeah.
Really pretty big shit. $7.99 a month.
Made a website, invited her to the mic.
Uh-huh.
She came. I bombed.
Do you even look at him after that? Do you even talk to the person?
Well,
Do you just start talking about like your day job? You're like engineering is such a fulfilling and great.
Yeah, I do. I make real money.
Yeah. You just just got to bring up other, you're like, I'm really into woodworking and, oh my you know, God.
Yeah, what things. A trooper. Shout out to Michelle. You are, you were a real one.
We did you drive? Did you? Yeah.
No, I imagine that's the beginning and end of that.
Did you guys drive out there from the city together?
No, so I was living like 5 minutes from the shrine.
Oh, okay, that's good.
And then we met up at the shrine, and then.
Oh, you met at the comedy club. Okay, yeah, okay, yeah. That's a way better situation. I was imagining a 45-minute drive there.
That would be. Just a, first off, that's you don't drive. No. You don't take someone from Chicago into the suburbs for anything.
That's,
no,
yeah,
it's yeah,
that's
yeah, bogus.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's you don't leave a lot of fun to go to an outlet, a strip mall,
exactly.
In Aurora, and be like, hey, you know all these clubs here? Not good enough to do that. So we're going out to this dying strip mall.
You know
for
what's
me to
crazy
do 5 minutes
is usually when you think about like a big city, like a big metropolis, you go like, oh, that's where to go to get drugs. But if you want heroin, you actually now you go to the suburbs.
Yeah, you got
to
go out in the middle of nowhere.
You go to Naperville.
Yeah,
yeah.
See, yeah. The less houses you see, the more fire it's gonna be.
Yeah,
sure.
yeah.
Weird little poem there about.
You gotta look for place high public nap per capita. That's what you need. So Jeff, are you from Chicago originally?
No, I'm from Bloomington Normal. So a couple hours south of the city.
Sounds like an IPA name.
Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds like something you'd see.
It's
like
a twin. They're twin cities, but I grew up in Normal, but no one recognizes Normal, so I have to say Bloomington.
What a
Normal.
Name for a town.
I'm from Normal.
Normal, Illinois.
That sounds like just a hellish small town.
Yeah.
It sounds like a
made up small town someone's from.
Exactly, like an ABC sitcom place.
Normalville.
Right. Yeah. It's super so corporate. Like, that's where the State Farm headquarters are, and like Illinois State. So it's either you work for State Farm or the university.
Oh, damn.
Or Steak and Shake, and that's
yeah, Steak
too
and
big,
Shake.
Big employers. God damn.
So Steak and Shake is the only fast food place where I got angry at their fries, dude. I was like, what the fuck is this?
Because they were so skinny.
I hate they're skinny.
One more potato.
Cold.
I feel like the fries there are much like Nick, where they're skinny and I don't understand why. I've seen Nick just make horrible life decisions He doesn't suffer. You understand. You're a bigger guy. I was bigger. Well, you pay the price.
Right.
Nick
right.
just is not, he's out here not paying the price.
No.
He drinks beer and eats fast food all the time.
Oh, it'll
looks
catch up
nerd.
To me, Ken. Don't you worry.
It's good. One day you're going to be
you're
walking.
You're 27 now.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Yeah.
You'll be walking just like the button just flies off your pants and it just starts going out like the
They're
Hulk.
Unbuttoned right like now. I'm telling you that my pants are unbuttoned right now.
Yeah, but that's poverty. That's like you just got the wrong. That's not fat. That's because you just haven't brought new pants in 5 years or whatever. That's nothing to do with size. But it's coming for you one day.
It will. I'm almost excited. You know, like in a movie where like the hero he's killing like the minions, but there's the main bad guy. You know, I feel like that's like heart disease or whatever.
Yeah,
but, like,
it's coming.
I'm preparing for it.
Yeah,
but,
I don't. Yeah,
it's gonna be a tough.
Because I don't understand. I just literally it just doesn't make any sense to me.
So, Jeff, when did you start realizing that you wanted to be a comedian?
Like right after graduating from school. So like towards the end of 2017.
Oh, okay. That's pretty recent.
Yeah.
You never thought about it ever beforehand?
Yeah, I did beforehand. I did open mics at school, but we only had one open mic a month, so
yeah.
I was just
open mics.
Right.
And they were college open mics, right?
Yeah, and it was basically like
someone's like telling a haiku about their cat.
Exactly.
And it's, yeah.
Yeah, not like productive by any sort of me.
College open mics are like those little those fucking, you know, those like little tykes slides that you could have like in your basement.
Nah.
It's like not a real playground, but like you can go there and pretend
just
to
mess
have
around,
fun.
Have some fun.
Yeah, static. Yeah,
those I did one at art school when I first started, and that was crazy because you'd have kids that are going to this art school for like film or whatever, and then they try out comedy and. When I first heard about like an art school open mic, I thought it would be super tame and like people would be super woke and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. It was totally the opposite, dude. You had like weird incel guys from like the art community. There, I remember one guy.
Arguably the worst type.
Exactly. Yeah.
Worst breed of incel.
Really bad.
Weird.
So open mics just bring out the worst people.
I think it does.
Well, yeah, for sure. No, that's why you should never, ever, ever bring a date or not even a date, just anyone you're even remotely fond of.
Yeah.
Like just an uncle, a nice guy, your neighbor that's giving your mail, none of them.
I feel like it could, open mics is an evil that could be used for good, though. Like I think if Donald Trump went to an open mic when he was, you know, around our age, maybe you wouldn't be as evil. If he just got to let out all that shit, whatever, you know what I'm saying? That attention seeking narcissism, all that shit. If he could just go to an open mic and fucking,
I wonder if he would kill these bunch of losers.
Yeah. It is what, yeah, I wonder if he would do well or not. It doesn't matter. Yeah. Maybe he wouldn't.
It would so crushing, it would have destroyed his soul.
Right.
Well, he wouldn't have needed to run for president, is all I'm saying.
Well, yeah. But he had literally billions of dollars, and that didn't fill the hole.
No.
Or whatever.
No.
Did he have billions of dollars? Well,
you have your name on the side of a building, and that didn't fill the hole. All I know is that's a deep, never-ending void. Whatever is going on, that nothing was ever going to fill that. The hole's still not filled. He's yelling at somebody right now.
Dude, can you imagine me and that person, like having to still take shit from him?
Having to just talk to him at all?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That would just be an utter nightmare.
If he's trying to tell you, like, oh, you need to do this. It's like, bro, you're
literally.
You're not on Earth right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody knows who you are anymore. No one gives a fuck.
Literally just. Oh, my God.
So, okay, Jeff, when did you start comedy? You started when you graduated college?
Yeah.
Because you were doing the college open mics and stuff?
I was doing college stuff and then moved to Plainfield.
Okay.
And then Aurora, like, a year after. But I was like living my worst nightmare.
Why?
Because I was just going to work, clocking out, and then just being a worthless fuck.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Just being.
I like how you're like, man, I was living your worst nightmare. And everyone listening to this is like on their way home from work. And they're like, wait, hold on a sec. I was one of those worthless people with a job.
Yeah.
And I'd go to my job. Then I'd just go home and hang out. Someone with a single tear is hanging out in their car right now. Coming up from a call. Yeah. Listen to my favorite podcast. Coming up from a call.
They finally feel good too. They just got a promotion. Yeah, yeah, they're like, oh, maybe my job's going to be okay. Yeah. Jeff's like, I was a piece of shit with a job.
I was one of these worthless losers. I have a bit about cats now, okay? I go to that shitty job, and you know what? I still get drunk afterwards, but I mumble into a mic for 4 minutes.
Exactly. See, and that's it's okay to have a job, stay at your shit job,
yeah.
But have a fucking dream or a hobby. Like,
it is go fuck up some karaoke.
Yeah, like go something.
Just be the man.
And I was just like sitting at home smoking
in Aurora, right?
In Aurora.
That's no good. You gotta at least be somewhere fun. If you have a soul sucking job, you gotta at least be somewhere cool. You can't just be in Aurora. At when you were 24?
I was, wait, right now?
No, when were you in
I was like 22 at the time.
Brutal. Okay. Yeah. That's because you're living the life of like a 44-year divorcee. He's like, I like Aurora. That's pretty nice. Olive Garden near the table.
Bro, you know,
I love having my own place. Bachelor pad again, you know? You just drive home from work.
I was living with my college roommate. And I'm like, dude, you want to move to the city? Like, something to do? We could go out, make friends.
Sounds. I mean, it's like, that totally makes sense. I've been there, but just the phrase, you want to go out. Someone's saying, you want to go make friends? Just sounds so fucking sad.
Do another friend of yours, too.
Hey, we can't do this. Me and you, this ain't working. We need to recruit some more members here, dude.
But he was very much on the side of just like, not, I don't want to use the word settle, but like
settle.
Calming down. Yeah, settle.
Was your job in Aurora?
It was in Downers Grove.
Okay, so, just another
still suburb. The burbs, yeah.
Brutal.
But then, so like what got me into comedy, I was watching like a lot of shit on Instagram and what was the other socials at the time? Not TikTok, like
Twitter.
Vine?
Yeah, Twitter, Vine, if that was around then. And I'm like, man, these people are not funny.
I could do that.
Yeah. Like, I should be doing that. And then I'm like, well, I've gone on stage before. Why is no one hitting me up to headline their show?
Yeah, you're like so confused. You're I did a college open mic at Bloomington Normal.
And I'm like, and then I'm like, oh, there's like shit you have to do. Yeah, you have to like
Yeah, you gotta not live in Aurora.
Right.
Step one, not live in Aurora.
Right. So
just,
I went,
just for any phase of your life. Just for anything whatsoever.
Exactly.
Step one, no Aurora. Whatever you try to
I eventually got there, yeah. But I started going to the shrine, and then everybody there was like, dude, you gotta go to the city. There's way more opportunities to get up there. And then when I got to Chicago, everyone's like, no, you need to go to New York. And I'm like, well, shit.
Yeah. Where does it end? That, I encourage Chicago. I encourage all the Chicago comedians that are listening to this right now, please move to New York. I want 80%. I want the whole scene to go, bro. I want it to be just us three left in Chicago, man. We'll get everything.
Chicago's landlocked, so eventually everybody will be here.
That's what I'm saying.
It's kind of a very dark way to look at it.
That's what it was funny. So I was high around my parents because I was visiting them recently, and they were asking
that's
me.
That's such a great sentence. Well, I was high around my parents. I had to visit them.
I took.
What are you going to do? Not take drugs and visit your parents?
Well, I go.
I cannot even imagine why they're disappointed in me. Couldn't go 48 hours sober, hanging out with a friend. Couldn't just have a glass of water in the morning?
So I get absolutely blacked
out. Yeah.
To hug my mother.
Yeah.
So I'm taking bomb rips in the driveway.
Because, you know, it was Valentine's Day.
And my parents were like, so are you guys thinking about staying in Chicago? And I was like, yeah, it's going to be the capital of the United States in like 10 years. And they're like, what are you talking about? And I was like, both the coasts are going to get destroyed, obviously.
I love how you sound more unhinged. Like, yeah, the climate change is real. But anytime you're like, oh, cool, well, the world's folding in on itself like a piece of New York pizza. And they'll all see. Your dad.
That is what I sounded like.
Your dad literally is just sitting there just like, I told you we needed help.
Yeah.
You like smell like weed and you're talking about how the world's going to end.
He begs me to read books. That's how bad it's gotten.
That's hilarious. Because
we get in fights over 9/11 and he goes, lad, would you please? I'm asking you. I'm seriously asking you. Would you read a fucking book? Read a fucking book. And I was like, I don't need to read books, Dad.
Dude, that would be, I would die. If you just get him out of here. I just have him say, read a book.
He's a angry British
guy. He might be one of the funniest people. I've never even met him, but secondhand, some of the funniest books.
We have to, yeah.
Read a fucking book. Like, you need to just, like, record, just have mics on. Just when next time you talk to him. Break some hard news.
He would geek out.
No. He doesn't need to know. You like, mic yourself.
Oh,
break
okay.
some hard news. Be like, I lost my job. I'm just existing on, you know, literally selling weed.
Yeah.
And recyclables. Like, I collect things to recycle.
Yeah.
And sports gambling is, like, my career now. And just let him react to that.
So, Jeff, has your dad seen you done comedy?
I've shown him videos, but not live.
That's terrifying, dude. Showing the parents the clip?
Yeah. Because my parents, they moved to... like the suburbs of Atlanta in 2015. So,
Atlanta's a good spot too. Mm-hmm. Have you been down there since you visited them and shit?
Yeah. Went down in like May to see them.
Okay.
My sister was graduating from college, so it was my first time seeing them since the beginning of the pandemic.
Oh shit!
Yeah, and they're like. They support me doing comedy, but they're just like...
Everyone has to chuckle before that. They're like...
they're glad I have a hobby.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is how they frame it. They're
oh, you got a fun thing you're doing.
Yeah, they're like...
Yeah,
you realize I changed my whole life.
It's like if you were part of a bowling game.
Right. Anytime they talk to me, they're like, yeah, we're just so glad, you know, you found something you love. And before they say like, you're broke.
Yeah.
You're broke.
Yeah.
When are you gonna do something about that? I'm like, I have a plan.
Yeah.
Were they strict parents?
They weren't strict. They weren't like.
You're looking off in the distance. anytime, looking off in the distance for a pleasant word.
Because like my parents were cool, but they weren't like. I didn't smoke or drink until I got to college.
Okay.
So your parents were good parents?
Yeah.
I like how you're like, oh, I don't know, they're kind of narcs. Like, I couldn't openly do drugs when I was a child. You know, it's kind of lame.
It's See, that's what I'm saying, because, like, other kids...
Well, there was a lot of that, but I remember, like you go visit their house, you're like, oh, this is cool, the mom doesn't even care if he's... And then later you're like, well, that's a broken home.
Yeah, later on you realize, like, the coolest parents were, like, bad people.
Yeah, 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 the coolest parents were, like, also drug addicts. Or, I remember one of the saddest, like, oh, she just gave up. She doesn't even try to fight it anymore. And I'm like, so you broke your mother's spirit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Literally, those you have disappointed crazy. Her to the point... where her spirit's gone. And she's like, well, he might as well, just snort things here.
Those kids were always like, there's a party at my place and you're like, oh, are your parents gone? And they were like, ah, no, she just doesn't care anymore. And you're like, God,
I can't imagine just doubling down a degeneracy to the point where you're like, well, I'll just break their soul.
And now she's chill. Now she's super chill.
My mom is,
she does drugs too because she can't handle it.
Yeah. The worst. Good parents. No, my mom, I did a bunch, but my mom was still very upset at me the whole time, as she should.
So, were you like a mischievous kid? Did you get up to stuff, or were you kind of straight-laced then if they were...
I was a little bit of both. I was straight-laced to the public eye, but
That sounds such an intense way.
In the shadows.
Yeah, like, good man by day.
Give me some examples of some mischievous shit you got into.
I like to start fires.
Oh, okay, that's real. That's real. Like,
in parks and shit.
Yeah. That's
real. Well, you can't smoke or drink as a teenager. You gotta do something crazy.
Exactly.
If someone just handed you like a six-pack of Heineken, you wouldn't have done that. You're like, it's this or fucking I'm going to an outlet mall.
Exactly.
I gotta burn some stuff down.
Do you remember like the biggest fire you set?
It wasn't anything like stupid big, but it was just like a...
I thought you were about to go into graphic detail with like a twinkle in your eye, like that's the only thing you still love.
You remember the wildfires in LA? Yeah.
I thought he was going to go into days like 2004, moving to Norwell, outside of preschool elementary. It's beautiful. It raged like a fire in my heart.
But that was mostly like junior high and early high school, because by the time we got to like the end of high school, we were just going to college parties.
Yeah.
But not drinking, which is weird.
That feels like that would suck, because even at parties, regular parties today, I'm not drinking right now, sucks. It's a little lame.
You didn't drink at my birthday party?
I drank a little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah. I had a cold, so I was sick. I was trying not to lose my voice for this goddamn pod.
Okay.
I need a fight. But
did you ever get in trouble at all as a kid? Like, with your parents?
Yeah, just like over like grades. Like, they wanted me to have nothing lower than a B.
Yeah.
So
you're like fucking lame. I can't smoke weed now. Parents want me to go to college.
I got in trouble, it would just be like, oh, you like I would just get put on punishment. Like,
what's your punishment?
Like no TV for a couple of weeks. Or like I couldn't go do extracurricular. Like
really good.
What do you mean extracurricular? You're like, I want to go to sewing class.
My parents, dude, like,
you got a C+. You're not going to sew.
They took all my sweaters.
In junior high, they used to take me
wouldn't
to.
Wouldn't let me go to church.
Right. Yeah. I used to go to like coding classes on the weekends.
Jesus, like, man, they got
code HTML and JavaScript and all this shit. So
they got you set up.
Yeah, they.
Now everyone I know today who's just burning out, they're like, "I'm gonna go try to learn." That's like the last rung of a man today.
And it's just like no idle time, and then what idle time I did have, I would start fires.
Again, that explains it. You got craziness, because you're like you're trying to relax with a coding class on Saturday. You're probably gonna be like, let's see what these trees are up to.
Yeah.
I just remembered actually some wild shit I would do sometimes. I would as a kid. This is such a crazy story too. As a kid, sometimes I would be in my backyard and I'd have to take a shit, and for whatever reason, I didn't want to go inside, so I would just shit in the backyard. Like,
that's kind of weird.
In the grass.
Why would you do that?
Because I'm having fun in the yard. And
no. You can't blame it on fun.
How old are you? Because if you say like 12 or 13, you got some serious issues there.
It was up there. It was too old to be shitting in the backyard.
Would your dad's head just explode? Well,
no. Here's the thing is... Because he would find the shit, obviously. So he would come inside and be like, I don't understand it. I don't know what the fuck we've got back there. We got a fucking beast or something. And the first animal he said was raccoon. He's like, I think we've got a raccoon. I was like, yeah, we got a raccoon in the backyard. That's what it is. That's got to be what it is. And then he bought BB guns because he was like, we're going to kill it.
Your dad's sitting. He has like a hunting stand.
Well, because the lie got too much. I can't be like.
At a certain point, your dad moved the family because he thought there was just a family of bears. Outside.
Well, it kept baffling him. He was like, it looks like there's like human food. It's like there's corn and stuff in there. Like, this is crazy. And I'm like, yeah, dude, this is wild.
This is diabolical.
You have your dad examining your shit outside?
Yeah, and I'm just watching him do it, dude. I'm just watching. And then.
Yeah, there's something just this not
is,
wired.
This
correct.
Is why God is real. This is why God real. Is real. A raccoon does show up in our yard. And he was like, it's him, he's shitting. And this raccoon, I remember him being up in this tree, fat ass raccoon, big raccoon. And both me and my dad are standing there with these BB guns that were like pumping. And we're shooting the thing full of pellets. You can see it like flinch when we hit it. But it's not like getting scared or
raccoons
close to
scary
dying.
As fuck. I have a pretty big fear of them.
Raccoons?
Raccoons are scary. Have you seen? Watch. Anyone listening to this? Google raccoon attacks. They are. They do. They quite commonly do not run. They will stand your ground.
Oh, well, that's shit. What this dude was.
That's, they're related to badgers. They're like fucking. They eat dogs and cats. Do you know
oh,
that?
Shit.
They hunt
no.
them down. They're from hell. They're not. They're these hellish beasts. And I was like looking for my uncle's cat once, and I was banging the little like he's like bang the cat tin thing, and the cat will come out.
Yeah.
And I see this furry thing come out of the bushes. I think that's the cat, largest raccoon I've ever seen.
No.
And it stared me down like we were in the Wild West. There's a real moment of like, is this thing gonna charge me for the? He wasn't scared of me. It wasn't like oh he's like oh
no they
he's
do
like,
not get scared.
He's like
at
oh
all.
Look he's like oh look it's this punk ass hairless thing in front of me right now. I don't know if you know this. I have claws and probably rabies.
Yeah.
I'm gonna fuck you up, man.
But yeah, so we were pumping this thing full of lead, dude. Just boom, bang, bang. Like the limbs around him were crumbling to the ground. And then we just went inside and we were like, I guess, you know, I can't kill the raccoon. And my kid brain was like, oh, I can keep shitting in the yard. Like, because we didn't kill it. So I kept shitting in the yard.
When did I stop
shitting in the yard?
When did you develop some sort of weird self-awareness or come to Jesus moment where you're like, well, this is a little bizarre. Was there ever a moment where you're pulling your pants down in your backyard where I imagine your sister
this is too
plays?
Much.
It was
and you're like,
it was
well, this
thrilling,
feels
dude.
Wrong.
It was like a fucking rush.
That's,
it was like shoplifting.
Wait, really, that is you, the worst possible way to describe what you just said.
Would you wipe your ass? Like, or would
oh,
you just
we don't
get
talk
back
about that
bar?
Part, Jeff. We don't talk about that.
That's a no.
There's no way I was wiping my ass. I was just raw dogging shit out of
oh,
my ass.
Oh, no.
I don't think there's a like statute of limitations for that. I feel like if you told your dad about that today, he would be just as disgusted.
No, they wouldn't know. They wouldn't know. I'm just hoping that he only listened to one episode because
he's gonna listen to this one. Yeah. He's gonna. This is how. That's how fate works. He's gonna listen to it.
Let me check in on.
And the next time you're gonna be high and you're gonna be talking about how the world's ending and that's why I don't need to ever own a house or whatever. Yeah. And he's gonna be like, yeah, that's my kid. He shits in the yard and lives off his more successful girlfriend.
Yeah. It was something about I was proud about. It made me proud sometimes.
I mean, this is—I feel like this is a conversation for the therapist. We're distracting a little
right.
much from Jeff.
You're
right.
Right
now.
You're right. I'm
this
taking
is,
away
this
from
is,
Jeff.
This is something you need to really, really discover on you. Made you proud sometimes. That's...
I could just see you with ear to ear grin.
Yeah, like, dude, just ripping a shit.
Yeah, I did it.
And no one knew I did it. It was a whole.
Did
it's
you feel like Banksy
up.
Or some shit?
I think so. It was some like urban art or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. You're like, he's at it again. It's like downtown. You're just
oh
a giant shit.
God.
You're like, who did this? It's
and
like
my,
a statement.
My
about...
dad, like, I think it's a raccoon. I'm like, yeah, fucking talented raccoon. Okay, this guy's showing fucking potential here.
Oh my god,
Jeff, did you ever do something? Nobody ever caught you setting fires or like.
Did you ever piss your dad off with anything?
Oh yeah, I piss my dad off all the time.
What kind of angry would he get?
See, all right, like my parents, they would get pissed, but yes. Like you could tell they put a lot of thought into their anger. They wouldn't just like be angry.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I would walk in, I would come home from school and my parents are arguing.
Yeah.
and they're just like using huge dictionary words at each
other.
But
your parents are like just smart, thoughtful people. That's all it's got to be.
Yeah.
I guess, but they would be like, "You're being so facetious."
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, flipping through this shit. That's pretty funny. I can't even begin to pontificate how mad I am with you right now.
I'm like, what? So my dad will get pissed, but he never like, he would never just be like, "Oh, you worthless fuck." Even though I was being a worthless fuck,
he would find like he'd fold as a source and be like, "That's a nice way to say worthless fuck."
Exactly. Like, okay, so I was in third or fourth grade, and me and my friend Malik, we were hanging out, and we go into the garage. We didn't like want to go out into the neighborhood to do anything. We're in the garage, and my dad had this motorcycle. I forget what brand, but we're just sitting on this motorcycle, and the kickstand had two sides to it, so it's like basically impossible to knock it over. And then we knocked it over. We're like getting off of the bike, and it tips over, and all this gasoline starts pouring out of it.
Oh, shit.
So we start freaking out, and at the time, my granny was staying with us. So she was like our chaperone. She was watching us. We tried to pick the bike back up. Obviously, we could not. We're children. So we left it.
I've done that as a kid when you're like, I don't know how to solve this fuck up. So I'm going to evacuate the premises.
Right.
So we spilled this milk. Don't want to deal with it. Go in another room. Going to cover this real quick. Pretend like I didn't know what happened.
Exactly. Just out of sight, out of mind. But my granny smokes, but we wouldn't let, they wouldn't let her smoke in the house, so she would go into the garage to spark up her cigarettes, and she's
this
smoking.
This is the biggest fire you've ever lit, right here.
I thought this was a story that ends with your house.
She's smoking in the garage, and she's like, "I smell gasoline." Like, she's like, "Did you guys smell gasoline in the garage?" And we're like, "What does that? What's that even smell like?"
We don't know what's gasoline.
And we're like, we have no idea. And she's like, what the fuck? The motorbike is. So she tells my dad. My dad comes home, and I had never seen him this pissed. Because, like, I would get whoopings, like spankings and shit. But he was so mad that he just sent me to my room, and then he just stormed out. And I was like, damn.
That's I really that's even scarier because he's just like, I can't even begin to.
Yeah.
He's got to go out and form a plan.
Yes. Right. Yeah. And, like, and then, like, an hour or two later, he just comes in and just starts beating my ass.
I like how he's like, "I'm going to try to calm down."
Yeah.
And he's like, "I can't do it. I got to beat him up."
Just starts beating my ass. And he's like, and honestly, I was looking up at him the whole time. I'm like, I get it. Just let it out, man.
Dude, when you fuck, dads always have that one, like, precious gem or whatever. They're like an ancient civilization. Like, dads always have that one thing that they're like, this is my whole livelihood, my whole shit. And when you fucking fuck with it,
you have the motorbike.
You get the wrath. The Kenyon, did your dad ever have a thing? A thing that he
I can't tell exactly what it is, but it wasn't us. I think his thing was just not being with it. His thing was, you know, just whatever crazy dream it was just following that.
Your dad has buried something that he thinks is treasure somewhere.
For sure.
Like, I can't tell anybody about that until I'm on my deathbed or something.
Yeah,
he's got some sort of treasure, I bet.
No. It's based on visiting him. No, he does not. But no, he would just flip out of like the most random things because he was just so close to being mad all the time. Just like you catch someone on a bad day and you say something, that's what he was like. Just standard operating procedure. So you would just. I don't know exactly. I've told the story of the pod. I don't even remember exactly what I said. It was something like, "We're going to be late for school" or some shit. And then my dad just turned around, and there's like a trash can like overflowing with trash. And he just punted it. Like a football at, like, I was eating like cereal. And it was like, you know, like 3D movies and you got the glasses on. Like dodging shit. That's how I felt. I just had all this Chinese food coming. I just remember Chinese food coming. And I literally moved my head. I was like, fuck. And then just a bunch of Chinese food. But there's a real, like, Spy Kids moment where I'm like, well, this is crazy special effects right here.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm about to be hit with this fucking beef and broccoli, dude.
Well, Jeff, do you have anything to plug before we head out?
Let me see.
We plug the tight ship.
Yeah. Just come to tight ship. Follow me on Instagram.
And you perform on the tight ship every week or?
Every week. Yeah.
Hell yeah. Go every see week. Jeff rip a set in the hottest room Jeff. In Chicago.
Afterwards, thank you. It's a great idea to couple that with the goddamn Patreon.
Absolutely.
You get $3, you get the one more beer. So after the pod, we have one more beer. We just let loose. Tell you what we really think about Jeff or whatever the fuck his name is. And then, $10, prove him wrong, get some merch, get some shout outs, do it all.
Support us, man. We're out here killing it.
Nick's greatest achievement, shitting in a backyard. Let's change that.
It's a raccoon.
I think it's
fundamentally sad.
We might add a new level to the Patreon. If you give us $100 a month, I'll come shit in your backyard.
Ooh. Why would you? Why was that? Why is that incentive?
Don't. Hey, if people, you don't know what people are out there, what they want.
Yeah, I don't know you apparently.
Of course, as always, come check out the Lincoln Lodge. They do stand-up comedy shows every fucking night of the week, and we're live from the Lincoln Lodge every week.
Gonna be here next Saturday.
There you go.
So check me out on the Chill as Fuck show.
Chill as fuck.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for listening, guys.
Hey, guys. You just listened to another episode of Fuck You, Dad. If you could follow us on our Instagram, which is FCKYOUDAD podcast. That's the important one. We also have a Twitter account, which is FCKYOUDADPODCA1. You could follow that. Also, please submit any father stories that you have that you'd like us to make fun of, laugh at, or share. Shoot that to our Instagram DMs. And if you could please go ahead and rate the podcast, share the podcast with your friends and family that might enjoy it, and keep listening. Thank you so much.